Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bags, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl! Listeners, and welcome to Hammer Crawl, a comedic actual play dungeon crawl podcast. I'm your host, Dungeon Master, and Hammersmith NPC. This is our first episode, so this is probably also your first time listening to this show. Here's a little bit about the background behind what's going on here. The RPG, now called Hammer Crawl, started as my own personal scratch-assembled method for running 100% procedurally generated, zero-prep, tournament-style, do-it-all-at-the-table dungeon crawls. In the years since I first run this game, it was at a convention about 5 or 6 years ago, it has become a new classic-inspired game all of its own, meant to be familiar to veterans of the hobby, while also approachable to complete newcomers as well. You can find it online for free on GitHub. It's a work in progress, constantly being updated. Check it out and follow along. Now, when I've run this game in the past at conventions, it has unanimously been an amazingly hilarious experience for all involved. This podcast is my first attempt to harness that insanity and spread the joy of these sessions to the larger world. Now, this first episode is from WagonCon 2018, right here in the Oregon-Columbia River Gorge in a lovely little town called The Dalles. I was fortunate enough to be a guest at this year's convention. Hammer Crawl was submitted very last minute, and we had a lot of people who wanted to sign up just from the flyer being posted on the wall at the convention itself. This recording was our very first attempt at doing a show with an active audience, and it just rocked in every way possible. I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as everyone there enjoyed participating. So without further ado, I present to you the first adventure of Hammer Crawl, recorded live at WagonCon 2018 in the Dalles, The Wagon Crawl.
Welcome to The Wagon Crawl. Yeah! Grab your dice bags. Let's hop into the meat grinder. So I am your host, Nathaniel, also known as the old NPC, and we're going to go ahead and kick it off. Let's start with introducing yourself from that side of the table. What I'd like you to do is give us your name, your chosen pronoun, a little quick bit about yourself, maybe something that you want to promote, or a personal fun story. And of course, when you're done, introduce your character.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Matthew Gray, and in the game, I will be Herdosely Flask Branch. Flip this little fella up. I'm one of the podcasters from Have Movies Will Game with Nathaniel and Dusty over here. And this is my first Wagon Con, and this is an awesome place. It's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Sarah McNaughton, and I have recently returned to acting on the stage, which has been a lot of fun in my private personal life. I teach sixth grade math and science and have been doing so for 20 years. And I will be playing the Duchess Lydia Purryput.
Nice. I'm Aaron. I'm one of the co-chairs here at Wagon Con. We are so grateful that Nathaniel has come back to be at Wagon Con with us. He's one of our favorite special guests and the lovely Poppy. So we really appreciate you guys coming back. It's been a dream to have Nathaniel here since I gamed with him at GameStorm a couple years ago. We got him here. He got hooked, as you will when you come to Wagon Con. I am playing Archibald McDreamy the Fifth, and I want to slather you, baby, with love.
And finally, the fourth player at this table of doom.
Hello, I am Poppy Beaujolais.
You can hear me on Biker's Dice and Bars as the wannabe wine snob occasionally. At about 10 or 12 years ago, I was on a very little known radio play called Portals in Fort Collins, Colorado, with Rabbit Hole Radio Theater Group, and I'm very excited to be behind the mic again. So, shout out to my Rabbit Hole Radio folks. I'm gonna be playing a Hamish Ham Gobbler today.
Yes.
And real quick, what are the classes or the professions?
Dwarven Defender.
Halfling Burglar.
Human Thief.
Cleric!
Oh my god, it's a rounded party. That
what?
Never happens.
No, it won't last.
Okay. All right, well, one of you needs to take on the role of the party leader.
Does anyone have a letter of recommendation?
I think that the, what would your name?
Duchess Lydia Peripet. I believe it's age before beauty, though. So
clearly the Duchess should be the leader. The Duchess approves.
I believe Hamish should be the leader, as it should be age before beauty.
Oh, God.
You are a cleric, so that's appropriate, right? Oh, God.
I am the clear leader of this group.
Good.
Yes.
And you
leaders go first.
Slowly follow me.
All right, Hamish Ham Gobbler, you take on the role of the leader.
That's
There's
right.
a bit of procedure attached to it. Essentially, the group is assumed to always stay together in this game. It kind of makes the game flow better. And whenever the leader says that the group moves on, the group moves on. When the leader says the group camps, the group camps. And when the leader says the group returns to town, the group returns to town. Next, I need somebody to be the mapper.
Not it.
You have to manually draw out the map as I describe it, using whatever imagination you wish to do.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on.
That's a character sheet. Wrong pile.
There you go.
I'm also volunteering everyone who sits in this seat after me.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
Nice.
That's going to make it even better.
This is the designated leader chair over there.
Oh, well.
The whole time.
Ooh, I'm good. Cool.
That would be
sure,
awesome.
Why not? Yeah, I love it.
Rules on the fly. All
next,
right.
One of the two remaining of you needs to be the loot tracker.
Oh, thief versus burglar.
Oh. We're both going to screw everyone over.
I know.
So, Archibald McDreamy. Has a secret crush on the Duchess, so he's going to let her be the loot.
You're going to let me take my cut first.
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent. I did call dibs.
And then
all.
I'll cut you later,
that's
baby,
right.
If you know what I mean. And I
no,
think
I
you
don't.
Do.
Can you explain it?
Okay, so basically I will slowly seduce you. Over- sorry.
Does it involve a knife?
No. Well, they do call it the dagger, if you know what I mean.
I think can you explain
do.
That?
Okay, so basically I pulled
one of those
when
I was your age.
Yeah, sorry.
And finally, the last remaining role is going to you as the Keeper of Light. You must track who has a torch or lantern lit at any time. Each of those boxes represents a number of turns that it lasts. Light is very important in this game, and your characters have limited amounts of it available. No characters in this game can naturally see in the dark.
Got it.
I was just looking for that. I was like, ah, damn.
All right. I need the party leader to roll a d10 to determine the name of the randomly determined name of your group.
Woo!
Heck yeah.
All right.
D10.
Oh, one.
Oh, okay. You are the Ruby Fellowship.
Heck yeah, baby.
And now I would like for the other side of the table, Matthew, roll me another d10 to determine what dungeon you were going into today.
Eight.
Oh, you are heading into the secret vaults of Shiva the Destroyer. That's a good one.
All right.
Why does she destroy things?
Yeah. Like, what's her gig?
So,
like,
Shiva. Oh, God. This is a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
So,
remember Shiva snacks.
About 45 years ago, Shiva and I had a little tryst.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
I know all about that, baby.
I'd done her wrong.
You sure did.
Again?
And she's been destroying. Oh, God. She's been destroying things across the countryside 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. I feel sorry for your voice after
it's,
this.
Oh, God. What am I doing? To kill me quickly, please.
Entendre.
And she's been mad at me this 4 to 5 years. So I got to go take her out.
steal her stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, for
So you got to take her out and steal her stuff.
I like stuff.
She stole my dentures.
Sounds like Tuesday night. You take her out and you steal her stuff, baby.
All right. So the Ruby Fellowship.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I'll explain. See, basically what happens is I seduce her.
Kids!
I take her. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
So the Ruby Fellowship has assembled under the banner of the Ruby.
Yeah.
Why? What's the story behind the Ruby?
Ruby. Ruby was a very special thing between me and Sheba back in the day. Ruby was our Cadillac.
Or was it your safe word?
That's it private.
So she stole it and you're trying to go get it back.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Trying
so
to get
you're
it
trying
back.
To go get the Ruby. You have formed the fellowship to acquire the Ruby from...
My jilted ex-lover, yes.
Okay. I love it. I love it. The secret vaults of Sheba the Destroyer. Well, your group has gathered now.
It's not so secret now.
The secret's out, baby.
We're standing by the gate.
You're standing by the gate. And
oh,
you
look,
have a number of other people that will probably be catching up to you at some point. But for some reason, they slept in late. Their alarms didn't go off. And, we'll bring them in as
they're
as
slackers.
Slappers.
Slackers.
Slackers. You've been hanging out here outside this dungeon for a few hours, waiting for them to show up. Yeah.
We should just
the rain's starting to fall. It's time to go in. This dungeon is in front of a vast lake. The lake has a very flat surface. There's mosquitoes all around you. This area is awful. Just this swampy region. Everything sort of expands outward from there. Now, the dungeon itself is kind of a wooded hollow that descends down into the earth. You're expecting much sogginess below.
Oh, yeah.
The entrance
that's
itself.
How it is with that. Ruby,
Sogginess down below is my third middle name.
The entrance itself is
I
a
think
dark
they could treat that.
Wooded cave heading down into the swamp. What is your marching order?
Leaders go first.
I heartily second that motion.
Yes. I do really appreciate it when they put the cleric in the front.
That's right.
I am clearly the most intelligent of this group.
Yeah, you are.
And I will go first.
Who is following behind Hamish Hamgobbler, the cleric?
I'm going to go ahead and bring up the rear.
That's what she said on Tuesday when we were together in the bar. And
stroke my axe handle. I mean.
And then following the Duchess is Archibald McDreamy the Fifth.
Correct.
Yes.
And keeping the rear is...
Herdowski Flask Branch.
Herdowski.
What's your name, son?
Dwarf.
Little guy.
Oh, cleric.
Yes.
Who's your deity?
Gary.
Gary?
Gary.
Gary? Gary, the god of tacos and nachos.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're a cleric of Gary.
Clearly.
Which way of Gary do you follow? Remember, there's the way of the nacho, the way of
Chalupa,
and the way of the taco.
Way of the chalupa.
Okay, clearly. What is the tenet? What is the main tenet of the way of the chalupa? You remember the way of the nacho was you eat the chip you picked.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
That's
the way of the
science.
Chalupa is.
You
live I'm
your
not
life
doing
like
that voice that whole time, you guys. I will die. The way of the chalupa is softness on the outside. Crunchy on the inside.
That's right.
That is how you like them.
That is.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how you do that.
So is that like speak softly
it's,
and
it's a metaphor.
Carry a taco?
I don't understand it.
Okay. Soft on the outside, crunchy on the inside.
That's right.
So one of the things I have is a visibly holy symbol of my faith.
Uh-huh.
And I've got this like beautiful golden necklace that's the centerpiece. Is a chalupa made out of a topaz.
Yeah.
And that's very lovely. It's very, it's carved very nicely. And then it's flocked with, you know, nachos and tacos and other, you know, the lesser ways of Gary.
All right.
But
don't forget that you have the power to turn undead and or unbelievers of your faith, such as the followers of Gino, the pizza god.
That's right.
All right. Cool.
Well, and the Totinos are so close.
Well, We can't say
so
that.
So close.
You know, trademark infringement.
Clearly Gary.
But
way.
Somebody needs light because you're descending into the darkness. Who is going to carry the light?
I have some torches. I'll do one.
So you're the dwarf is going to carry the torch from the rear. Is anybody going to carry one from the front?
I have a lantern.
Okay.
That'll last longer than a torch.
Yeah, I've got a...
All right. So you strike up a lantern.
Oh, 1d2 flasks of oil.
Ah, if you have a randomness, you need to roll it now. So just
already rolled for my torches.
So odds and evens?
Odds and evens.
Two.
You have two flasks of oil. So you pour one into your lantern and light it up. Archibald, the light keeper, make a note that there is a lantern and a torch lit.
Note taken.
Fantastic.
Oh, Archie. Lies.
Now, normally this is where I would ask the party leader if this was a normal, a hard, or a nightmare dungeon. This is a nightmare dungeon.
He's going straight now.
Well, aren't all of your exes nightmare dungeons?
Yeah. You know yes.
Does the party descend?
Oh, we do.
Oh, yeah. I'm always going down.
No, you're not.
Okay, sorry.
Oh!
Last Thursday,
yeah.
All right. So, stepping forth into this slippery, slimy, goopy cave that goes beneath this marsh was a mistake. As soon as you step down, you feel the ground sort of pressing in as if there's like, this place wasn't meant to be trod by the combined weight of a group such as you.
Okay.
By the time the dwarf finally steps through, the ground completely gives way and you are in a mudslide. The slide descends deep into the earth. You're not even sure if it's following the same way that you wanted to go.
Okay.
You are now covered in mud, dripping. It's gross. It's getting into all of those spots that you do not want it to get into.
Dwarves don't have those spots.
Like sand?
It's almost like the Goonies water slide,
yeah.
But muddy and gross, and you're just covered in it.
Gross.
When the slide ends, you find yourself in a long hallway that appears to be carved out of stone, and there are some creatures in it.
Oh.
They look like humans. There are 8 of them. As soon as you get down, you start to scrape yourself off. These figures all at once turn their heads up from their hunched positions and look at you with glowing eyes. What do you do?
Can I have a towel, please? A warm one, preferably.
Let me look, baby.
I'm sure. Gentlemen, you have something, yes?
What is your charisma?
I don't know. It's 1. Well, it's plus the modifier 1. No, sorry. My charisma is 13.
Oh, okay.
I was looking in the wrong spot.
Like, how did that happen? And I love it.
Sorry. So sorry. That was my saving throw. Yes. 13.
My charisma is a 17. Let me handle this.
But I would like a towel.
Unfortunately, the figures do not bring you a towel. And instead, they, as a group, come rushing down the hall at you.
Oh, God.
Now,
I stand up.
Do they have sponges, mops, something to
the ground
take
is pretty spongy, so there is that.
Oh.
Everybody,
that's not what I was looking for.
This is going to be our first initiative roll of the evening. So nice. Here's how initiative works. The party leader rolls a d10. You will add your dex and your wisdom mod to it. Come on, party leader.
Well, you probably hold on. It's this one. Okay. A d10, you said?
A d10.
Oh, okay. 8. Plus, what was it? I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
Your dex mod and your wiz mod. The second number.
2. Plus, okay, so dex is 0.
But your wiz mod is 2?
My wiz mod is a plus 2.
Fantastic. You rolled higher than me, so your side gets to go first.
Phew.
Yay. Nice.
You can take your actions in any order that
Good
you
job,
want.
Good job, leader.
But there is a certain flow to it. Anybody who wishes to move goes first. Okay.
I have a net.
Anybody who wishes to move goes first. You take your movement now. Then you use missile weapons, then melee weapons, then anything miscellaneous, and finally spells happen.
Classic style. Nice.
Okay.
I want to try to catch them in my net. These
guys are clearly attacking. So you're going to try a net attack?
Yes.
Is anybody going to move up or are you going to maintain your current order?
I'm going to stomp up with my.
All right. So you're moving up?
Yeah.
From far away.
You guys are moving back?
Yo, yeah.
All right. Dwarf moves up. Cleric, you're going to stand where you are and try to net them?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic.
We net don't is basically stand in a line. By
it's
the way.
A ranged attack. So
okay,
roll a d20 and you should have a ranged mod for your combat
stuff. It's 0.
Yeah, roll a d20.
Garrett, don't let me down now.
6. That means you hit 6 of them, right?
That's right.
That That's means right. They are now our friends.
That's right. 6 means friendship.
That's how I've
a
always
six
played.
Does not, unfortunately,
mean friendship.
Ensnare your opponent, and he is coming in upon you. And you've noticed now that he's getting closer that this guy looks to be dressed like some kind of a common bandit, but he's got mottled coloration to his skin, and his nose appears to have been removed through some extremely violent action.
Oh, you mean bandits. Tweakers? Tweakers are attacking us. Fuck, I hate tweakers.
Goddamn cave tweakers.
Are you going to take any actions?
Crossbow. Oh, yes. Crossbow.
Okay, yes. So both of you go ahead and roll your crossbow.
Twins. Yes.
So what I recommend doing is also rolling your damage at the same time, and your damage is your hit die.
My hit.
Oh.
It's at the very top. Whatever your hit die, your base die.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, okay, yes. Oh, yeah. I found it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There it is.
I saw that one of my skills is being forgotten.
What happens when you roll a 20, Nathaniel?
Like,
say I just rolled a 20
like what
and
happens?
Not a 6.
In this system, it's very simple. Double everything.
All right,
what happens
so I got
when you roll a 2?
A 2? You miss, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
So with a nat 20, and your die roll was
a 5, so that goes to 10, baby.
10 damage?
Yeah, you know it.
10 is definitely enough to just murderize one of these guys.
That's right.
Yeah, I knew there was a reason I brought this creeper along.
But your shot misses.
What do you mean, baby?
We're moving down into melee. Your group has the initiative, so your action goes first. Melee? Mr. Dwarf?
I'm going to smack the nearest one upside the head with a two-handed sword.
Roll a d20 and your hit die at the same time.
13?
Yeah.
What the hell is this? 2d4. That'll work, right? 6.
Wait, no. A d8 is not a 2d4.
Donka.
There you go.
Okay. He'll just...
Should have stayed with the first one. 4.
4? Okay. If you have a strength mod?
I do, and it is plus 2, so 6 all day.
So 6. Nice. And what was your total with all of your melee mod?
That was strength plus...
So your attack roll was a natural 13?
Yes.
And do you have a melee mod? Combat stats.
Plus 3.
Plus 16. 3. That is a really good hit. What was your total damage?
6.
4, 5, 6.
Which we know doesn't mean friendship.
It doesn't. We've made that clear, right?
Well, yes. 6 does not mean friendship as you cleave into this guy, murdering him on the spot as well. However,
Excellent.
It is now their turn. They are moving up, and they are going to pounce upon you. The two in the front are preventing them from getting to you, fortunately.
My net's in the way.
Yeah.
And not a spot of Egyptian cotton in sight.
Well, those were terrible, terrible. Why did I roll that die? Those were terrible rules. I need to use my murder die. The one that apparently he steps and slips on your net with a critical failure, giving you an opportunity to get a free attack.
Okay, I have a hammer.
Yes.
And I'm going to bust this skull with a hammer.
All right.
And I roll a what now?
D20 and your hit die, your base hit die.
D6.
D20 and a D6.
I know what the D6 is. All right. 3. And
3 means handshakes.
3.
It means hammer.
3
in the morning.
Is those kisses they do in Europe.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, yeah.
You
baby.
Fumble it slightly and sort of brush his hair with the hammer. It's not an effective hairbrush. And the other one swings at you, misses. There are 2 down, which means there are 4 left, and the other 2 are kind of behind, trying to claw their way through, but they cannot quite make it because of the tight confines of this corridor.
Yeah.
We're going to do another initiative roll. Again, you're going to roll a D10 plus 2.
Okay. Math. Oh, God. All right. 7, 8, 9.
Your group goes first again.
Yes.
Are you maintaining your current position?
Yes.
Correct.
I'm going to block the hole.
Missile attacks?
Yeah, missile attacks.
Missile attacks.
Don't forget to count those crossbow bolts.
If there's a 1H by my hammer, war, what does that mean?
It's one-handed weapon.
It's one. Okay, yep. Gotcha. Thank you.
I got a 12.
12?
Yeah, 8.
A 12 and an 8? These will not hit them. Your total was 12?
Yes.
Unfortunately, the bolts whiz by them. Melee attacks. Just roll the exact same thing you rolled last time.
Oh,
Bobby.
Nice.
D20 and a D6.
Yep.
Right. D20 and a D6.
19 and 8.
19 and 8.
7. All right.
7 does not hit. The 8 does hit, does kill the next one that's coming
nice.
At you.
Nice.
What weapon are you using?
A two-handed sword.
A two-handed sword. That, nice. Oh, man, that is a good hefty chop. Bits of... whitish goo are kind of oozing out of
is,
the wound.
Baby.
I make sure my mouth
is
closed.
Yeah, it's all about the white goo.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Wrap up your
I'll
beard.
Explain. See what the white goo is.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Yes.
I still don't understand, though. Will you tell me later?
I'll show pictures.
Draw you also
pictures?
Need Thank towels you. For that.
Yeah.
Cleric, Hamish, you
yes,
are
sir.
Hit. four points of damage.
Oh shit!
He comes up. He's got this gnarly hand with these fingernails that have just kind of grown out significantly long, and they're all chipped off. Functioning as claws.
So yeah, tweaker claws.
Tweakers,
man.
Sheba keeps weird company here.
She's a dealer.
However, absolutely.
You're hit with a crit. Fortunately, okay. It's still only four damage.
Okay, quick question.
Yeah.
Where are my hit points?
Your hit points are considered the max of your hit die. So whatever it is up there, just max it.
So it's a D6 plus your con mod. And your con mod is -2. So your total is 4. You have 4 hit points.
Then how many did they just hit me for?
4.
4.
Oh, I'm dead.
Okay.
No, Hamish.
You're dead?
I'm apparently dead.
All right.
But who will put the special sauce on?
I will.
Probably you're this guy. 4.
I have 5 still.
You have 5 still.
I have 5
all right.
to go.
Awesome. 3 down, 3 left. Fantastic. Next initiative round. Who is the new leader of the party? Temporary in your former
the dwarf is just destroying things.
I think he should lead us.
We totally
he's in front.
Okay.
Yes. The leader's always in front.
Always.
Yes.
All right. Behind me, damn it.
Dwarf, you have now taken on the mantle of leader.
All right. It was a D10 and whatnot.
D10 and modified by your dex mod and your whiz mod.
Okay.
I'm going to divvy up my stuff real fast here. Y'all just keep on doing what you're doing there.
All right.
Oof. 4.
Wait.
Still 4. Not making them friends.
Goes first.
Nice.
Oh.
I'm going to split the one in front of me right down the middle.
Well,
wait, we're shooting first.
Range attacks?
Yes. Range attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys split them down the middle.
Yeah, 12.
That's a 19, baby.
19 will hit. A 12 will not.
Unfortunately, I only do two points of
can
damage.
Can you have my damage die? Because I missed.
Yeah. Can we trade dice?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Mm. And now you can literally trade dice, but not after they're rolled.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
That's,
now,
that's sad.
You're going to try and cleave this guy?
That's
scientifically
left?
Inaccurate.
There are three left, yeah. one of which was just shot with a crossbow bolt.
Okay. I might be able to live through this. I'm going to whack the first one.
Yes.
Okay.
We're hoping you live through this.
12, 13, 14, 15.
15 will hit for how much?
4, 5, 6.
6 will kill that one as
nice.
Well. So now there are 2 left. Both of them are upon the dwarf at this point.
Our leader.
They have been driven to a frenzy
he's
by their
killed.
Successful murdering Wait. Of your horrible bringer of Gary's way.
I am not so squishy.
Keep them
I?
Off of
we'll
you.
We'll find out in a second.
Run.
Neither
run.
Of them hit you.
Yes.
We chose well.
We chose
Son
well.
Of we chose well as
roll
leader.
Goddamn initiative again.
All right.
I like it when he
Six.
Beats us.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no, you go first.
Yay!
Yes.
Movement first?
No. Are you going to move?
Yeah, I'm a little squishy right now.
Okay.
No, your job is leader. Yes, see, that's
I'm
going to
go ahead and take a step back.
The scientific principle is
okay.
there might be a healing potion on the cleric, right? That was a cleric, wasn't it?
That was a cleric.
That's what they claimed.
I'm going to tell you what all you get here in a minute in my will. My last will and testament.
All right, let's try to shoot them.
Bolts, yes.
I miss again.
Oh, my
That's a 20, baby. A 19 plus 1
oh,
equals
okay.
20. I am a math genius.
Right. How much?
And, 3 points.
3 to the next one. That leaves... There are 2 left. There's only 2 left. Only 2.
Only 2.
You can handle it.
Yeah, you know you can.
It's your turn.
Do it.
Is it?
Do
yeah.
it. Right.
Do it, boss
do
man.
It, baby.
I could be influenced. 11.
11, unfortunately, is not going to hit, and now they're going to take their action against you.
What? That was weird. I thought they would for sure leave him, the
yeah,
wounded
right?
dwarf, alone.
Yeah.
But
no,
we
don't
meth
want him
nails
after us.
Claw
yeah.
you
no.
for 3 more points.
Oh, I'm hurting.
Oh, that's really
I got
sad.
2. I'm tottering.
Yes. Keep standing.
Keep standing,
oh, yeah.
please.
I'll get right on
please.
That.
Avenge me.
You're the best.
Yes.
Roll for the final round of initiative.
Oh, jeez. 4.
Oh, you beat me. Well, you got the same, and you favors the players, unfortunately.
All right.
Let's take care of business.
No.
When I roll a 20, I roll a 20,
girl!
Baby. Here's
oh,
the problem.
Girl!
I did 1 for damage, making doubling it makes 2, because I can still do math.
Doubling it for 2. Well, you shot the one that was already hurt.
Yeah, of course.
For for four, I think, or whatever. I'm saying it was four, and you kill.
Yeah, second to last one.
Honestly, nice. I think you've been the MVP.
Yeah.
That makes you leader, right?
No.
I mean, when the dwarf dies.
Oh, I am.
Herdowski.
No.
Clearly,
no.
I can't be the leader. I haven't hit
you going to take him out?
Yeah, it is just one left. Right?
Just one left.
It's going to happen. Yes, baby.
All right. Tell me how much damage. What was the roll?
The roll was 18 plus 2, 20.
18 hits. What's the total damage?
5, 6, 7.
7. Describe the final kill.
We're going for a fountain of blood. So I'm going up and at an angle to the neck. So it gives that nice offset. You get more on the walls that way.
Yeah. And it also turns that goopy leaving.
Yeah.
Makes it not hit you. Yeah. And that's what's important.
The angles are important.
I'm so glad you lived.
Yeah, me too.
You are the best leader ever. Okay. That Hamish guy was a real ass.
Hopefully.
I can still hear you.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment to swap seats.
Nice.
Who's keeping track of loot?
That would be me.
Okay, let me tell you what you've gained from my dead corpse.
Yes.
Nathaniel, remind me, how do we do my weapons?
Anything that's on your body has a 50% chance of surviving.
Okay, I got to roll for my weapons real fast. Yep. Hold on. Well, the net I used, can they gather up the net if it's...
I don't know. Maybe it's...
Nope. Net's
maybe
fucked.
Destroyed by the tweaker.
Tweakers.
Dungeon tweakers, especially.
So you have one hammer, war.
Yeah, baby.
You have a sling with 30 pellets, which has a range of 40, 80, 160.
You might just want to hand it to them with the things that aren't crossed off, and it'll speed things up.
Oh, fine.
Hand it over to the loot tracker. All right. Who is first on the list?
I have to write it down.
That would be Andrew Lutz.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Loot, baby.
Andrew Lutz.
Do I get to name his character?
No, he's picking. Well, he might pick one that you named.
Oh, there's our. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Avenge me!
Pass this over. All right, take a look at your character for just a moment while you split up the loot.
So I think we should do it by first letter. It's faster that way. So Archibald, pick a part of the alphabet you want.
Oh, what part of the alphabet?
Yes.
Yes, baby.
All right. You get a satchel, a sewing kit, and a signal whistle.
Oh, sorry.
Ah, hell.
You can't look. You just have to pick.
Oh, H for healing.
There's a holy symbol.
Oh, good.
My chalupa necklace. I am straight up wearing that chalupa necklace.
You can't because he picked H.
Oh.
That's how we do.
Sorry.
Holy symbol of the taco church, was it not?
Yes, chalupa.
Chalupa. Come on, let's get chalupa. It right. Come on.
Come on, that's offensive.
That's offensive, man.
I'm not noted for my dwarven sensitivity.
That's also an S. Yes.
I just want to say real quickly that here at Wagon Con, we accept all religions and creeds, and I'm really sorry what he just said. Yeah. We don't, as Wagon Con, we do not support that. I'm just going to be up front.
I pick,
start marching with my nacho sign in protest.
I pick C, so I get the coins and the chainmail.
Oh, of course.
This is interesting. I love your loot. This is good.
Pick another letter.
B for bolts?
No, there was pellets with your sling. That was already there. You can have H, L, P, R, or... Oh, no, P is again. Okay.
Yeah.
I like P, baby.
You can have a pole and a prayer book.
This is not the P's we were looking for.
You can have an H, L, or R.
I'll go for R.
All right. You have a rain hat and 6 rations.
All right. Hold for a second, and let's bring in... First off, introduce yourself, new player.
My name is Andrew.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, real quick.
Myself, I'm local, sort of. Flew in from Minnesota just to go to Wagon Con.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to the Wagon Crawl.
Yeah,
what character are you bringing to the table?
I'm Jimmy John Bobby Sam. Classic name. Yeah. That is awesome. I'm, let's see, where am I? Elven?
Oh, you're an elf. Yeah. All right. Now, this is old school. Elf is your class. You
really?
Do elfy things. You
elfy
cast
things?
Spells, and you can kind of fight okay, too.
Okay. Sounds right good.
Well, what's your background?
My background. Okay, where am I here? Explorer.
Oh, you're an explorer.
Yeah.
And how are you dressed? What's your appearance or your looks?
I am dressed in merely a banana hammock.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
All right.
Do you have any armor? Really well.
Any armor in your armor list?
Well, let's see. Where is my armor list here? Splint mail. It's a splint mail banana hammock.
God, in a banana hammock? Ow.
All right, Jimmy John, you're wearing the classic.
Look right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, splint mail banana hammock. Love it.
That's what you rock.
I mean, come on.
All right. So you show up late to the party. You were expecting to meet some people here, but you were late for whatever reason. What was that reason?
Somewhere along the way, I lost the rest of my clothes. And it just really slowed me down. I was getting splinters and everything. I mean.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, we've all been there. Yeah.
Is it Tuesday already? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. You show up right as the group finishes this fight. You sort of effortlessly, in that elven way, slide down.
Kind
of pirouette when you land.
Exactly.
And you see them looting the fallen body of the former leader, the person who put this party together in the first place.
Wow, that's rude.
We look up to you.
We're so glad you're here.
Yes.
To lead us.
You're our new party leader.
That's right. We must have been Tamish.
Exactly.
I'm certainly not old enough to be a party leader.
I have for you a warhammer and a lantern with a flask of oil.
I will gladly accept those things.
You may have them. You get H and L.
Okay. Is that everything? Is that all
yes.
the loot?
Yes.
Fantastic. The loot has been divvied out. You see before you the remains of six of these meth addicts. The dungeon tweakers have been defeated. Their corpses lie strewn before you. Let's see if they had any treasure to find.
Yeah.
Is it alphabetically listed?
It's very important.
Because we've all picked letters already.
Yeah.
It is actually alphabetically classified per old school.
Yes. This is how we do it.
All right.
Because I'm in charge.
You do that.
You find 70 copper pieces and 36 silver
pieces. Well, I
already
chose coins, so those all go to me.
Yes.
You chose the right person to keep track of.
Yeah, we did.
It's by letter. Someone else could have chosen C. I let both of them choose. I chose third.
But silver is technically S.
It's all coins.
Okay. Note to self. Bars. Silver bars in the future.
Then I'll choose B.
Is it too late to get down for G?
The corridor extends to the north and then cuts to the east. You hear no further sounds from ahead except for the drip, drip, drip of the dungeon, the swamp oozing down around and behind you. You're going to have a hard time getting back out, climbing up through a mudslide.
Yeah.
So dirty. You know it, baby.
Maybe we'll find magic.
Around the corridor are two other doors, one in the northern wall and one at the end of the eastern corridor.
Leader,
please pick.
North or east, leader?
Why am I the leader?
Because we like you the best.
Yeah.
And you get to go first through the door.
And I'm the best dressed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Did you bring potions?
Do you have any healing, by the way?
Any healing?
Yes.
I can take a look here. Let me rack my brain to see if I know how to do healing.
Don't hurt yourself.
Well, sometimes walking through the woods half naked just takes your mind away from what you're supposed to be doing.
Really? I find it freeing.
If you had any healing, it would be, so your equipment list is alphabetical except for that weird thing at the end. So it would be potion of healing, or if you had the healing skill, it would be under your skills.
I'm not saying potion of healing, but
nothing.
Nope,
you are not a healer.
So choose a door, guys. You're going first.
Well, we have one to the north and one to the east.
I'm going to tiptoe carefully forward.
All right, so you have a doorway that goes to the north and a doorway that goes to the east.
We'll go to the east.
Okay, so you're going to pass by the door to the north.
East.
Stepping up to the door to the east, what do you do?
I'll wait for one of these clever people to open it.
I'm going to just knock on the door.
All right. So you knock on the door.
Well, I knocked on the door. I'm a polite person. I mean, come on. I'm not rude.
He's an elf.
There are the sounds of the knock die very quickly. There's no real echo here, so it's...
All right.
Really?
Well,
no response?
No response. Echo. Immediately kick in the door.
All right, you kick in the door, and the ceiling falls upon you. I need you to make...
Yeah,
you can try and save versus area effect. So roll a d20 and add... You have an area mod.
Do I have an area saves. Mod? One of my saves right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus zero.
Plus zero.
And if you have a dex mod, you get to add it, too.
Okay. Zero.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not looking so good here.
Roll me a D20.
Come on, 20. 19.
19 is a really good roll. That means you'll get to take half damage.
Okay.
That means you're only going to take 22.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
And you're
where's my hit point?
You know.
Well,
you have 8 hit points.
You know who I really love under these circumstances? Do you know who's my favorite?
The dwarf.
Yes, dwarf. The dwarf.
We have a new party
favorite.
Leader. His name is Dwarf.
That's right.
Democratically elected. Yes.
Voting.
Who wants him to be party leader? Yeah, that's us. All right, Dwarf. Yeah. Go Dwarf.
Well, guys.
You know what? He was the leader for a long time.
I'll do it. I'll do it. And it's only a 50% tithe of all earnings, and I'd be happy to lead this party all the way through.
When he's dead, we take it all. So, yes, absolutely, Dwarf. That math works out.
That's the coldest seat at the table so far.
I thought I died fast.
Well, that's how the cookie crumbles, right? That's how the cookie crumbles.
Oh, wait. We have to see if any of his things are recoverable.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure
yes,
they are.
Do.
Yes.
I'd like to pick L for
I'm
this
rolling,
just go ahead and pass him over to the loot tracker.
Okay.
Loot tracker you got a 50-50 chance of any items.
It's brand new stuff, guys. Brand new, never used.
It's 50% on what?
50% chance.
I have dibs on the banana.
Each item has a 50% chance of surviving.
Everything.
However, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say he has collapsed under the ceiling.
And none of
you have a 1 in 6 chance of any of those surviving.
How boring would the adventure be if I spend the whole time trying to get that banana hammock? Is it possible?
Well, that's actually something covered under the luck save. Make a luck save.
I'm going to make that luck save. Come on, baby.
The only thing that survived.
When you roll a natural 20 and your luck is +1, that's 30,000. I did the math.
I didn't know that someone would thrust their hips upward when they've been crushed by a ceiling.
I've had that effect on people, baby.
I don't think we want to recover anything else but that banana hammock.
I too read Oglaf, and yes.
I have the splint mail banana hammock, baby.
Thank you for playing.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right, who's next on the list?
Let's go with Avery.
Avery!
Avery! Avery! Woo! Yeah, buddy! Hey, guys, we have a new party leader.
I'm so excited.
And
are
you're
you
so excited
dwarf?
For you, Avery.
Very
oh, my
excited.
Gosh.
But wait.
What a great leader.
But wait, which leader is it?
Let's see.
Who possibly could have made it into the room?
I am Matilda Slackbeef.
These things happen.
I am a human fighter.
Matilda Slackbeef, human fighter. Avery, say hello.
Hi. Hello.
Tell us about yourself real quick.
I don't know.
That's fantastic. love it. Welcome to Hammer Crawl, and let's see how long you last. So, Matilda Slackbeef, what are your skills?
Healing. Oh,
yes.
And survival.
Yes.
Friends.
AKA okay. Leader.
Yes.
AKA
yes.
Leader.
Yes. Leader. Yeah.
I would like
leader.
To take a quick pause here. And you see this thing with the guts hanging out of it? I would really
oh,
love to
are
fix
yours.
Those are yours. I thought you were collecting
oh, dear.
Them.
No.
Yeah.
I've thought that was a tweaker. I thought that was a trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tweaker trophies are a thing in Wagon Crawl.
Yeah.
Tweaker trophies.
I didn't realize those were yours.
So could.
I have this fantastic
leader,
rain
could
hat.
Could you use your healing skill to help out our former unsuccessful leader named Dwarf?
Hey, now, wait just a second here.
I mean, highly successful,
there we go.
Amazing person.
Hey, nobody's died under Dwarf's rule.
That's true.
That's right.
That's right.
Most successful leader.
Most successful.
Yes.
Yes, most successful.
None of us
Let's
died while the dwarf was in charge.
So how does one use the healing skill?
Yes.
So the healing skill, most of the skills are basically descriptors letting you just more or less do things. Like if you have athletics, you're just assumed to be able to be athletic. You only really need to roll for things on your skill list in dire moments or extremely stressful moments, such as somebody's guts hanging out. In this case, you're going to roll your healing skill. So roll the d20. And you're going to add to it.
I got a 1.
So I think it's time to roll for limericks. Maybe that will help with
yes.
this cuts.
All right.
A minus 1, so that's a 0.
Oh.
Don't poke the wound.
How?
That is wonderful.
Oh, no. What are you doing there? What's that?
There's Carr. I'm concerned.
Okay. Tell you what. Roll a d4.
Oh, you.
Woohoo. 3.
Okay, that many more inches of your guts are now hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Translating to 3 more points of damage.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Long live our fearless leader dwarf.
Loot first. Sorry.
That's all right.
Do you want to roll for if things survived?
This is the best adventuring party ever.
Intelligence.
Yeah. Rolling to see what survived. So do we, since...
Matthew, come on down to the ring.
Since it was...
My first
since
action,
it was poor
kill the
healing,
party leader.
Do we still roll to see if things survived?
Yeah.
All right.
It could have been he could have been like spastically.
So is it high or
everywhere.
Low for this? How do we determine?
It's up to you. You just got a 50% chance of surviving. Yeah. Who's next on the list?
Daedalus.
Daedalus, you are next up for the wagon crawl. Here is your character. While you look at it, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So yeah, my name's Daedalus, and I know a lot of the people that run this con, and so I come here since they started doing this, and it's awesome.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Well, Daedalus, tell us about your character.
What do we got? Oh yeah. So my character is Boren Carr the Flatulent. Yeah.
Totally the letter.
That would be the half ogre, right?
half ogre berserker.
Oh, those are great.
Yeah.
Oh, those are great. Fantastic. What are your skills?
My skills are floral design and, where are my skills? Oh, yeah, being drunk before noon. And floral design, gem cutting,
together,
and spotlight
last.
Stealing. Yes. I'm the diva Fantastic. Berserker. Okay, so just stand back.
I will try not to kill you within the first, like, 5 minutes. So
well, if you kill me, it better be spectacular. That's all I'm...
I think we have a new leader.
You bet your ass you do.
Yeah, we okay. do. New leader.
So our leader...
You just gave the...
No, listen. It's democratic here.
That's right. Okay. Should we vote on it?
Let's vote on it.
There are term limits for leadership.
Boren Carr. Who wants Boren Carr to be our new leader?
Boren Carr.
Yes.
For leader for life.
Ooh,
yeah, good job, yes. Boren Carr.
That means you're swapping leader the role of mapper over to yes. Avery. So you have to pick up where the previous mapper left off.
So, leader, since you're just joining us, which letter would you like?
I would like the letter Q.
There are no Qs.
I would like the letter Z.
There are no Zs.
I didn't pick a letter.
Is there
am
a,
I supposed to pick a letter?
Is there a... Is there an enye? Is there an O with two dots over it?
An ublot?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yes, I believe this letter of recommendation has an...
Ooh,
what was it
letter
said?
Of recommendation.
An umlaut. That's right.
An umlaut, baby.
You may have that. It's from
okay.
someone important.
Yes.
So, Matilda, what would you like for a letter?
H. I don't know why H, but I'll pick H.
I have no H. Oh, no, a two-handed sword is yours now. Okay. Enjoy.
I'll trade you.
What is all your right. current party marching order?
Well, the leader always goes first.
That is science.
Always.
That's strictly science.
It's me, then my entourage. That's
yes.
how
yes.
this works.
Yes.
Part of the way of the chalupa is the leader always
yes.
goes first.
We're entouraging about 8 to 10 feet back, just for clarification.
So, Boren Carr, as the new leader, can you remember why you're here?
What letter would you like?
It's really sort of like a resume padding thing for me. Because, I mean... You know, it's been a while since I really did anything glorious. Like, the last great thing I did was defeat a lich. I defeated a lich named Willy Wonka. I ate his chocolate phylactery. And,
yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did, baby.
And once you've mastered being drunk and gem cutting at the same time, what else is there?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so we have Boren Carr in the front, the half-ogre berserker. Who is yes. behind Boren Carr? Would that be...
Our previous
nope.
new
previous leader. You
okay.
always move one back.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the Duchess, of course, and then Archibald, because he likes to watch me walk away.
Oh, yeah.
What letter would you like, Archibald?
It must be jam. Yes. Chili don't shake like that.
My milkshake.
It brings all his boys to the yard.
That's right. What letter would you like?
J.
I have no J's.
M.
No.
S and M.
No, not that.
C.
Yes, there's whatever this is. A cetus?
Oh, cestus.
Cestus, yeah. yes. Cestus. There you go. A leader, what letter would you like? I have A's, C's, B's, L's, T's, and R's left. Oh, wait, I need to choose something. I choose...
For the coins.
This is right. This whole is taking some time. So, Lightkeeper, go ahead and mark off. Right now, I think the lantern was destroyed. All you got from the body of your former leader was the banana hammock. The lantern is gone.
Our light source is now my personality.
ABLT. So
someone needs to light a lantern and mark off another turn, or light something and mark off another turn.
You have six rations. Matilda?
I have a lantern.
A, B, L, or T?
L.
You have another lantern.
Ooh, I have two lanterns.
A, B, or T? Four torches.
Four torches.
I will take the alchemist fire then. You all had a chance at it. Which means you get this lovely bedroll.
Bedroll.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Is that everything?
That's everything.
Fantastic. What do you do?
I light both lanterns.
All right. So now you have two lanterns. Fantastic. Nice. That sounds like classic slack beef there.
Classic.
I need to know how many flasks of oil I have. I might not have enough. Two flasks of oil. So I light them both with my flasks of oil.
Fantastic. All right. So you're now carrying two lanterns.
It makes fighting really, really interesting.
Exactly. Yeah. What's the plan, party leader?
The plan is to... let's just review our surroundings here. We're standing...
There's a door.
There's a door?
There was a door.
There was
another
door. Now there's
door.
A pile of rubble.
Now there's
another
pile of rubble
door.
There. Yes. But there is still a door to the north.
Door to the north. All right. I will delegate that our...
We don't delegate.
No. That's
we
not
voted
part of
on
the
that
leader's
before.
Purview. Yeah. That's, if you look at our bylaws,
that's
it's
right.
Really clear.
Yes.
Really clear. Yes. That delegation is not part of the leader's
we
role.
We voted
it's
on it.
It's the map maker's job to delegate.
That's true.
And, right?
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's interesting.
See?
Okay.
We just, again, you need to really read the bylaws before you become group leader.
Once
I'm
you've
really
signed
surprised.
On.
This is ridiculous.
Yes.
Can I count for a revote? Who wants him to be leader? Raise your hand. Okay. Unanimously. And I would suggest you read the effing bylaws. Yeah. Right?
Okay, so that's what happens is I sit down and read the bylaws.
All right, mark off another
turn. Oh, well, we don't have them here.
Okay,
but we don't have
okay,
them
our
here.
Our torch has gone out. But man, we have
how
those double
get...
lanterns that are just kicking some butt.
That's right.
Nice.
How far did I get through the...
You get through the... We choose things alphabetically from the loot.
Because
it's fair.
You did find the secret bylaw.
Ooh.
That the leader can abdicate and... designate someone else to be leader. No take back.
But we only have to vote on it. We still have to vote on it because we're a democracy.
No, but you voted on that law, and that law is permanent.
Yes, but we vote on who they nominate after they abdicate.
Does anybody have skills in law?
I know limericks.
I can,
which is kind of the same thing. Yeah.
This is the worst party ever.
We're just so bogged down in red tape right now.
You are literally bogged down right now.
Yes.
Whether or not it's tape.
So, leader, we're waiting.
There might be
back to the door.
Yes.
So back to the door.
Back to the door.
So this door, this is a wooden door?
It is a crappy old almost collapsing wooden door.
Oh, this door is so beneath me.
Destroy it.
Yeah, destroy it.
Yes.
Show it who's boss.
Yes.
All right.
Do like you did that one time with that one thing.
Remember that one
thing?
Yeah.
Remember we were there?
Yes.
And remember Carl?
We were
there.
So
remember?
Surprised.
Remember with him?
Yes.
All right. I take a swing at the door.
All right. Fantastic.
I need
for you to make an area save.
With my +0 dex mod, this is going to go great. Four.
Four? All right. Cool. You get hit with...
Four is friendship. Remember? Four is friendship.
Is it eight?
It's six.
No, six was not friendship, you see. It's one of the other even numbers, but I don't remember which one.
You
six
get
was
hit.
Imitation friendship.
You get
four
hit
was
with
handshake.
A dart.
Handshake.
A dart.
Handshake.
It takes
handshake.
One hit point handshake. Of damage.
Handshakes.
It is
handshakes.
Not poisoned. Just a dart.
Okay.
Boring-ass dart. You see that there were slots for other darts to shoot out, and you can look into it and see that they're jammed in there. This is an old, old trap.
Mm-hmm.
Is it strawberry or blackberry?
But you just took damage.
Thank you.
Yes.
I did.
You're a berserker. Berserkers go berserk when they take damage.
Nathaniel, God bless you.
So you can either choose to just go berserk, or you can try to save against it.
Where are my hit points?
At the very top, your hit die.
Oh, top, so hit die. All right.
Do you have a con mod?
No, you do not.
Final 10 hit points.
You have 10 hit points.
So we're at nine, and...
Do you just want to go berserk, or do you want to try and resist it?
I'm just going to go berserk.
Okay,
why
so
not?
When a berserker goes berserk, there's a certain order of action that they must take. I'm going to read these off because they're awesome. First, you must melee attack the strongest looking enemy with an immediate striking range.
Which was our former...
No,
No enemies.
Second,
I'm not the strongest.
You must move to the strongest.
I think I actually am the strongest.
within charging range and attack them. Third, you must throw something at the strongest looking enemy if you cannot move to it. Fourth, you must melee attack the strongest looking standing living target within melee range.
All right. Okay, I immediately hit the ground and face dead.
Oh, no. This is happening right now.
Yes. All
right.
So
we get no action. So
which of you has the highest strength?
I am a halfling, so I'm very short.
What's your strength?
My strength is 8. Not going to happen.
13.
11. All right. The fighter.
Can I heal myself once I'm dead?
Can I heal myself when I'm dead?
Oh.
Ooh, that's a 19 on the die.
Oh!
So what am I adding to that?
What you're rolling for your damage is, you have a melee mod under combat stats, which should tell you what your attack mod is.
Okay, so I have a +1, so that's a 20.
All right, total of 20, and you roll your hit die to determine how much damage. So just roll a d10.
Oh,
that's a 10.
Okay, and do you have a strength mod?
No. So just 10. Yeah.
All right.
He's been decorating.
Cool.
Matilda
10 damage.
I have 6 life left. No, I'm dead. I'm 0. I'm very dead.
All right.
Goodbye, Matilda.
So Matilda.
What goes around comes around, I guess, when you kill party.
And now at this point, we're going to roll initiative. So you're going to essentially.
Our leader rolls initiative, but we all go at the same time. So how does that work?
At this point, your leader is technically an enemy. So leader, you're going to roll a d10.
Okay.
And you're going to. Do you have a wisdom or a dex mod?
No. Not much in the way of mods.
Fantastic.
Here.
So that's your initiative.
Okay.
So which of you is the temporary leader?
You are. It's in the bylaws.
No scope.
Fuck! All right.
They spend the round arguing.
We'll save versus red team.
Okay. 8, baby. Plus my dex modifier.
Plus your wisdom modifier.
My wisdom modifier is 0, and my dex is +1. That makes it beautiful 9.
So we're before him.
Okay. What do you do?
I shoot him.
I, on the other hand, tumble away and then lie on the ground as if I was dead.
Okay.
When you roll a 1, you know, this sexy. Come on, baby.
When you roll a 1, you get a free attack. Your target gets a free attack against you.
Oh, man. Okay, so that's an 8.
What's your total?
9.
So 9, and that does not hit his armor class, and you've moved away.
We're just posturing.
And you're dropping
point.
To the ground. Okay, fantastic. Now it's your turn. Right. Do you wish to attack your strongest foe?
Can I try to resist my
you can.
My deal? I'll do that.
That's going to be a mind save with a target of 15.
Mind save. That's a 1 on the
that's
die.
That's 1. You are now in... It's you are now in an unbreakable rage until you collapse. So, no, okay. You cannot not attack him.
All right.
This is great.
Okay, that's an 11.
Plus, is that what's your total?
That's total.
Total 11. Yeah. Does not hit his armor class. New round, initiative.
That's a 9.
5.
All right.
What was that?
Okay,
back to you.
Together forever, right?
That's right.
So on my turn, I can always try and resist every.
Not anymore.
I'm full on Hulk. Nope. Okay.
You thought about it for just a second. You're like, nope.
9 is total.
Nope.
So on my turn, I fake a massive coronary, massive coronary.
Yes.
I'm flopping on the ground and just I'm dead. I am so dead. And thank God, I have the skill of lip reading, which is going to allow me to sell this even harder, along with my limerick skill that's going to just put this over the top.
He knows lots of limericks about dead people.
About dead people. I've researched it.
That's true.
I've Play Dead is one of the games we play together, so I'm playing
Once
dead.
Was a corpse from Nantucket.
Once was a corpse from, yeah.
So you drop to the ground. And
massive coronary.
Or
massive.
Saying limericks as you drop to the ground.
Do the limerick first, stumble around, and just dead.
Gosh, yes.
Just dead.
Yes.
Okay, tell you what. I'm going to give you a mind save versus his limerick.
Okay.
No one saves against my limerick, baby.
I hope he doesn't.
13.
13? Okay. Yeah. What is your charisma total?
Charisma 11. Is
11. 11. Corpses don't have limericks before they
corpses
die.
Corpses don't have limericks.
You were taught that in Berserker School. Classic.
Wait a
it's
minute.
It's a classic defense. Yeah. However, it's your turn now. No. Now it's new initiative. You're staying on the ground, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's another 9.
That's an 11, baby.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm so dead. Right. Like, I am dead.
Cold.
So cold, dead.
So rigor mortis.
Back to you. Mm-hmm.
Can I sit on him? Can I just sit on him at this point?
Well, at this point, the corpse did not move for another round, so it's actually, the corpse is probably telling the truth. You can sit on
I've had corpses lie to me.
The order of action is, now that there's no longer a strongest standing target, you would get a mind save, but you no longer get that, so now you pass out.
Okay. I pass out.
He sits on you and then passes out.
This hurts.
I wait at least two rounds.
Yeah, we wait. Yeah, at least.
At least.
I twitch maybe a little
bit.
This
is the best ever.
Then I'll help him move it off of him.
Yeah.
All right. You are passed out, and you will be passed out for 6 minutes.
6 minutes. All right.
Yeah. We loot the body.
We had a body right here.
No, both bodies. This is Wagon Crawl.
Who's next on the list? They haven't even gotten out of the first room.
I know.
Oh, we'll get out of the first room.
Oh, I forgot to give you experience, by the way.
They've forgotten a couple of
bylaws. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. currently, there's only two characters that have experience.
What? Yeah.
You each have 200 experience. Ooh. Originally, Matthew would have gotten, or the dwarf would have gotten 200 as well. But that dwarf is now dead.
So, anyway. So just for game mechanics wise, how much experience do we need to get to level 2?
2,000.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't get XP for killing the map maker.
We're going to do
this. There's no XP.
Oh, you killed the map maker?
Didn't I?
Yes, actually, yeah. You get 100 XP. All right.
I would like to invest this XP in stocks,
yes.
Please.
Can we diversify? How is our portfolio?
You'll have to figure that out when you get back to town, unfortunately, which only the leader can declare to do. And now you have a new leader
who shows up.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yes. I'm assuming you don't want the unconscious half ogre to still be the leader, or is he the mapper now? But
you guys need to trade.
Yeah,
give him the map. That's
good.
I'm
the map over the sleeping half ogre.
Good,
right?
Okay. So, welcome to the table. What's your name?
My name's Will.
Hello, Will.
Hi.
Welcome to Hammer Crawl.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself.
This is my third year at Wagon Con, and I make the escape rooms now.
Yeah, which is so awesome. Yeah. He does such a good job.
Well, tell us about your character.
I am Bippo the Slovenly. I am a human mage.
Yeah, lead from the front.
Because that's how we do.
Because that's what we do.
I have not found my armor class, but I'll worry about that later. As far as I can tell, I think what I really need is my area save, I think, is the most appropriate thing right now.
Bippo, we're so glad you're here. We're going to let you choose first from the alphabet.
Oh, leader gets to pick first.
That's right.
I choose C for coin.
There were no coins, but you do get a chain and this lovely crowbar.
Ah.
I see. The crowbars do not survive. The thief has helped me. We're fine. What would you like? You survived beautifully. I love the limerick as you were going down.
Yes. I'm going to go for L.
Lantern.
Ooh, yes. Sexy.
It has one oil still. You're out. Never mind.
Just throw something over the body. It's fine. Whatever.
I would have to agree with that. He is out. He doesn't get to loot.
I would choose A for antitoxin.
What?
This is great.
We're never going to be able to get...
What would you like? Membership has its privileges. Choose a letter.
I have HSTBs. FR left.
I was waiting for D.
And
W, definitely.
You get a whetstone.
Yes.
My lovely Archibald, what would you like?
Archibald, is it
Archibald
wet enough?
Archibald is feeling the L's, baby.
You already did L's. Remember, you just got a lantern. What else would you like?
Is there an L?
We're never going to be able to get through her treasure list when we get to it. It's going to be some
a lowercase L. Is there an italic L?
Archibald.
No.
Not Archibald. Archibald's dead. Who was this? No. What was your character?
Bippo the Slovenly.
Bippo the Slovenly. Yeah. Put your armor class on there, too.
I'm. He showed me, but
right
I wasn't.
There,
thank you.
I have Bippo,
what is your profession?
H and B.
Magic
and
user.
W.
Ooh,
and R.
Baby.
You get a trident.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, you do.
R.
No. It's my turn, and I'm picking the rope. Thank you. So, leader, we have B, S, H, and W left.
We did W already.
S. It's F. It's not. Oh, you want F. S? You get a two-handed sword, the split mail, a satchel, and a steel mirror.
But you don't get my banana hammock.
Splint mail, two-handed sword.
Satchel. And a steel mirror.
Steel mirror, that was it.
S was the chosen letter this time.
So during the downtime, I have stripped and I am wearing said banana hammock.
Oh, dear God.
Would you like the B, the H, or the W? Or sorry, not W, it's a F. I don't know why I keep saying W.
B, baby.
B, bedroll and a belt purse.
You got it.
It matches your banana habit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I will take, I'll take
I'm stuffing
H
my belt
help.
Purse inside my banana hammock.
And that leaves you with F.
Welcome
the
to the party, Pippa. You've spent more time doing this.
It's true. It's true.
How would you like us to do this? It takes a while.
It's awesome.
I love it. Does that mean both doors are not traversable? Or?
Well, currently the door to the north is still traversable. The door to the east
was
collapsed in.
That's right. It was
the door to the north.
That's right. It was
just
a
rickety old wooden door. There was a dart trap.
Did it crumble under?
By the way, combat and time has passed. Mark off two more turns from your light sources.
I don't want to drag him down the
hall. The half-ogre now comes awake.
Oh, good.
Excellent. Whoa. Is he good?
You have a map draped over you.
Yes. He has the map draped over him.
So I have lavender, peonies, and two orchids. How do I arrange them?
What's the background? What's the setting? Right. What do you need?
Move on.
I'm so glad
we
he's back in his right
on?
Mind.
Yeah, we move all on
right.
through the door.
Fantastic.
I was making sure he was in his right mind.
All right. Like,
that is a bylaw that they had forgotten about.
The group moves onward. The door splinters as you move through. It just collapses into just shards all across the ground. A little bit of dust is kicked up, but you're moving into the room beyond. Is a circular chamber. It's quite wide and carved of stone underneath this swamp. There's actually very little of the slime or anything that's making its way in here until just now when you've opened the door and you're tracking it in your footsteps. A little bit piles of rags on the ground. In those piles of rags, sort of sitting on them, laying in them, filthing them up, are four strange, slimy, lizard-looking creatures. They are what you would call ugly.
Oh, yeah.
They look up at you as you come in. They've actually been sitting here listening to your entire conversation, playing a game of cards and making wagers over who was actually going to come through. You come in, and they look at you, look at each other, nod. One of them sighs. One of them shrugs. And one of them grins this big, rictus, toothy smile. And they're going to try and kill you. They have pole arms with these vicious blades on the end, and they smell awful.
Hence hookers. The corsage, yes.
Hookers.
Yes.
All right, let's roll some initiative.
Hey. All right.
Group leader, roll a D10.
Bippo.
Oh, awesome. we rolled a one.
Awesome.
So, Bippo, right. Do you know what you like about this room? Do you know what you like about this room?
Yes, I do. I like the way that they sleep in it.
I thought it was because it doesn't have any corners, because no one puts Bippo in a corner.
And nobody puts Bippo in the corner.
It's true. Right. No one does put Bippo in the corner.
Bippo, what is your full name?
Bippo the Slovenly.
Yes.
The four creatures go first, and they move with a quickness. As they move, clouds of filth are kind of raising up around them, and the smell gets worse. This nauseous it surrounds them, and it's getting closer to you. And you are in the lead for some reason,
because he's the leader. It's part of the word.
We voted.
Yes,
followed by Borncar.
Yeah,
followed by Slack Beef, and finally, no. Wait. Followed I got this order wrong here. Let's start over. We have Bippo.
Yes.
Borncar.
Yes. Lydia.
Or
the Duchess, whichever.
Archibald McDreamy the Fifth, baby. And I'm still going to slather you with love.
I cannot believe these two are still alive.
Well, I mean, you take the best, you die like the rest,
so
right?
So you move in, they move to
it's
attack.
It's a democracy.
It's a democracy, and this is how it works.
Bippo, we'll see if you survive this. First attack.
With my 3 hit points, I don't think so.
The first one carries this, again, this vicious-looking pole weapon that is smeared with some kind of a horrible slime and attacks you.
All right.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, baby, that's 8?
Yeah. I believe I said 3.
Being the leader of this party sucks.
It does.
Yeah, it does. You know what?
You
know
get
what
a we plaque, need? Though. There's a plaque in your memorial.
You know, yeah. You know what we need, guys?
What do we need?
A new leader! Yeah!
Bring him on down.
Oh.
I believe that chair now presents the
curse of Hamish. Well, hold on. We'll see. Right now, first round, one goes down.
Yes.
The other one moves up to the next guy in line.
He's the leader.
Does not hit.
All right.
Yeah.
Another one moves around to target.
No, this is unrealistic now, this Nathaniel. Is a completely.
Circular room.
No,
my
it's completely
we're not
unrealistic.
We're in the room yet. Yeah, exactly. Just entered.
No. Exactly.
The leader said you moved onward.
Yes, he
you
did.
Moved onward.
Did we vote him in?
Yes, he did.
I don't think this is legal.
It is.
Can
fact.
We bring out the bylaws again? Because I think
please do, please
he made
do.
An executive action, which is illegal.
I did.
Well, maybe you
vote.
Should call a timeout.
Timeout.
I think.
Timeout.
Nope.
Recall
the
nope.
third.
I think you can sue me in court.
Nice.
There you go.
It's okay. We'll just take
moves
your things.
Up to you.
Yes.
Swings its glaive yes. and misses. The fourth.
I ducked.
However, is wearing armor made from dried, severed body parts of multiple creatures and yeah. looks a good half foot bigger than the others. He fights with no weapons because he moves up with a claw bite.
No, that's scientifically impossible.
Hold on. The claw bite. That's your archenemy.
Fuck.
Thank
There's God I'm wearing my splint mill banana hammock.
That's 5 damage and then 5 damage. And the bite misses.
So here's what I don't like about your games. Let's just start. Here's my list.
Oh, wait,
yes.
Speaking of lists, thank you.
Yes.
Oh.
That's 2 down. Archibald McDreamy bites 6.
I'm not going to write
Well, actually, he doesn't because he missed.
Yes.
And now it is your turn.
Okay.
Does anybody wish to move?
Like chairs? Because
yeah. I vote for that, yes.
Well, now,
hey,
I mean,
there,
I have,
there is a
I'm going to step into the hallway
now.
For reasons.
So you are leaving.
Strategically retreating.
I'm just backing up out of this circular room.
So I have somebody in my face.
Yeah.
So I don't need to move. I'm just going to swing from where I'm standing.
All right. You're just going to swing from where you're standing.
That's
roll
right.
for it.
All right. That's a 4.
Unfortunately,
in total.
It's yeah. not going to hit.
Not going to hit. Can I show my party members and my enemies why they call me Borenkar the Flatulent as a free action?
You do have excessive silent but deadly gas.
Okay. I let loose with that.
That was one of the reasons for right? backing up.
Yes.
Yeah. We planned this. Yes. You know, it's a. It's yeah. all part of the...
It works well with my next part.
I've been holding that for a lot.
I'll tell you what. Make a charisma check. Just roll some D20 here.
That's a 9 charisma.
Okay. That's great because these things have no charisma.
Nice.
So you, with your silent but deadly gas and your complete lack of empathy showing from you, they look at you, nod, and just move past over the head.
Do I get to do a ranged attack yet?
Yeah. Yes.
I throw alchemist fire at them.
Okay. Make a ranged roll.
Yes.
I get to use my
skill. This is a 16.
Oh, 16 will hit.
Okay.
All right. So does it have a damage on the alchemist fire?
No, it was from somebody else's stuff. And it actually didn't have it because I wrote it down if it does.
I'm just going to say it's a 2d4 damage.
All right.
That's right. It has a burning effect, too. So for 1d4 rounds.
So that's 6 points for 4 rounds.
So it's 6 points, and then for 1d4 rounds, it's another 4 points of damage each round.
Okay, so those 4 rounds, because I just rolled. Oh, gotcha. Another.
So the first was how much damage?
I rolled 6 points of damage. I only have 1d4.
Gotcha. 6 points of damage. They all get splashed by it. Ah, they start screaming in pain. The big one steps back and watches his minions burn. But it's beyond the range of it. They will continue to burn for 4 more rounds. That was a good use. Anyway, we're going to do initiative now.
You're the leader.
I'm
the leader. Yes.
Of course I am.
You're in front, even though they walked
around
you.
Even though he's not fighting.
Okay, so that's a...
Well, he might fight this round.
That's a 5.
You go first.
Okay.
So on your turn, do you, either if you wish to move?
Well, if they have gone past me, I will move up behind the one in the back, whom I think is the big guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems to identify you as a companion.
All right, well, I move up behind, and I run him through with my bastard sword, 2 hands.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
Yes. From right. behind, like Archibald would have liked it.
Yeah, that's a 15.
15 will definitely hit.
Right, and so 10.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, great. Plus... wow. All right.
Oh, 10 plus 1 because I'm
that
two-handed.
Would be 11, yes.
11.
11?
Yes.
11 wounds him grievously. He turns and gives you this look of surprise. And, well, again, it's hard to read a lizard's face. And he grins again and gets ready to bite you.
It looks a little bit like dude, right? Dude. I thought we yeah. understood. Thought we
yeah. Totally yeah. a dude bro moment.
He no, gives no, you them. The troglodyte not version yeah. of a dude.
Dude, what? Yes, I will shoot the one in front of me who's burning. Okay. So they do they burn on my turn or their turn?
They burn on your turn.
Okay, so they burn.
Oh, yeah. Roll a d4 for how much damage they take.
4.
Wow. Nice. That's 10.
Okay. All so three of them burn away and
yeah.
die. Good job.
Thank you.
Now it's the leader's turn.
Actually, I think she gets to shoot.
Oh,
that was just I will fire. Shoot the leader in the back.
My
I'll
bad.
Shoot,
yeah.
I'll shoot the leader okay. in the back.
Fantastic.
16.
Oh, 16 will hit.
So every time he turns around, he gets hit in the back.
That should be our motto.
Yeah.
We practice this for hours when we're in camp.
I do 1 point of damage.
It's thankfully not enough to kill him.
No.
So now he's going to do the good old claw bite. Okay. You know what? I'm going to randomly determine who he's going to attack. Hi. Hello. Hi. He's coming after you. Claw, miss. Claw, hit, bite, miss. 4, 5 damage.
I felt it. I felt that.
Cheers.
Now it's back to you guys. Another initiative roll.
Oh, yeah.
One.
I believe the berserk. I believe the berserker
oh,
did
that's
damage.
Right. The berserk's going to happen. You took damage. Do you want to go berserk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Here's what berserk does.
Totally berserk.
You have advantage on melee and thrown dice rolls. That is both attacks and damage. You have immunity to critical fumbles and disadvantage on all saving throws except body and death.
Okay.
Oh, here's a fun thing I missed. You should be rolling a second attack die. You have two attacks. Yep.
Okay. Did you forget?
Yep. It's on there, but it might not be super apparent. But yeah, you should have two
attacks. I think it's time for you to kick butt instead of just, you know.
That was when you got hurt. Now he's going to attack you.
Okay.
On his turn, he is...
We'll see if I can even do that.
Yeah.
Going to keep up his doom train. That's a 16, a 20, and a 19.
Ooh. Ow, 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 ow.
I'm going to need a new leader.
4 damage. 12 damage.
4 damage, 12 damage.
And 4 damage.
Wow.
So 20 points of damage.
Remains.
Yeah.
So now loot doesn't have to be split up.
It's easier. Does 13?
13 does not hit.
Okay.
All right. One more initiative roll in this final round of combat. Add your Wiz mod and Dex mod.
That would be 12.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. You're actually going first.
You're
going to
fire kids. Again? Here we go, kids. Yes. No, 18 and a bounce to a 4. No.
Oh. It rushes forward at you, letting forth this growly sound, and it's going to hit you. The claw bite. For a 3, an 8, and a 9.
Oh, yes, missing the Duchess.
I'm wily.
Initiative again.
14.
God damn it.
Woo! 18.
18 will hit.
3.
It's really close. You feel that you only need to do 1 more point
of damage. I give the look that superior classes give to someone beneath them and say, scurry away and perhaps you will live to fight again. Tell her I am coming.
It has no idea what you're saying and it just moves in to bite you. With a 4, a 16, and a nat 20.
Oh.
This is the end, children.
That makes 3 right. points of damage.
Yes.
And then 6 points of damage.
This is the end, children.
Oh, TPK.
TPK.
The good thing about a TPK is awesome. No one gets their stuff.
No one gets
their stuff. No, the stuff is now the loot in the dungeon.
Yes.
All of you, come on, bring your character sheets. Let's
Yay! All right, here's what's going to happen. That was unexpected. So we're going to take a break. And if you guys want to keep playing, we'll come in with the next four. Troglodytes are awesome, by the way. Awesome.
Thanks for listening to the first episode of Hammer Crawl. We actually ended up recording two other adventuring parties on that same evening, and I'm working on assembling the audio for those for a future release. We have plenty more recorded sessions in the production pipeline for upcoming release, so I hope you stick around for the continued awesome to come. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. Thanks again to the awesome folks at WagonCon for hosting us. We had an absolute blast. We're super excited to come back next year for an even bigger show. Check out WagonCon.com for information on how you can attend next year. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules of the Growing World Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammer Crawl lesson of the day is never let the cleric take the lead. And never trust a banana hammock with your life.